Fee changes are common at Amazon, yet there's no need for fear or undue concern. In 2024, new return processing fees are being introduced for sellers, which leads to the question, what implications does this hold for your Amazon business? Join us as we discuss the significance of these adjustments and offer practical tips for managing returns. Check it out. Welcome to the next Amazon Top Seller Podcast. Stay updated with the latest Amazon news and learn the nitty-gritty of selling on Amazon through BeCool's years of experience in the Amazon world. I'm Nick, and I'm the host of this podcast brought to you by the fantastic Amazon experts at BeCool. Let's start our journey to become the next Amazon top seller. Amazon has recently made a major announcement that will significantly impact third-party sellers. Changes they are making to return processing fees set to take effect in 2024. The new policy will be implemented in three phases from February to June, shifting costs back to sellers who are already facing slim profit margins. This is just one of many 2024 fee changes affecting third-party sellers on Amazon. In this episode, we will discuss the latest return policy measures introduced by Amazon and provide tips on how sellers can adapt their business strategies. Navigating Amazon's three-step return policy transition. Following other Amazon policy updates this year, the e-commerce giant is gradually rolling out a returns processing fee for the new return policy. First implemented on February 5th for shoes and clothing, Amazon will provide more details in May on category-specific return rate thresholds used to determine fees. The policy will take full effect on June 1st across all categories. Amazon states that this change is to address the operational costs of returns and reduce waste. The fee applies to items exceeding return rate thresholds for each product category. A product's return rate is calculated as the percentage of units shipped in each month that are returned over that month and the next two calendar months. For example, the return rate for June 2024 shipments covers returns through August 2024. Beyond the threshold, the fee is charged per returned unit. For clothing items, processing fees have been reduced to between 30 to 50 cents. A returns processing fee is charged for each returned unit of apparel and shoes without any thresholds. Fees are charged as returns occur. All other categories except for apparel and shoes have a threshold for returns. For a chart detailing all the upcoming changes to return fees, please head to our blog to check that out. So, how does this new policy work? We recommend you check FBA returns dashboard weekly starting May 1st, 2024 to avoid unpleasant surprises. To break it down for you, units that are purchased and shipped in June 2024 and are returned will be charged a fee, which will be reflected between the 7th and 15th of September 2024. Returns for products shipped less than 25 units a month are exempt. The new selection program waives fees for up to 20 units per eligible ASIN. Amazon has not yet determined the threshold for other items, which will be announced in May 2024. Finally, you can access summaries of your return fees in the various fee management tools at your disposal, such as SKU Economics. The fees will also show up on your monthly Seller Central payment report once the changes have been applied. Let's take a look at an example of how Amazon will calculate processing fees. For example, 1,000 units of a product were shipped to customers in June 2024. In June, July, and August 2024, 120 of the 1,000 units shipped were returned. The returns threshold for this example product category is 10%. So returns that exceed 100 units, 10% of the 1,000 shipped, during the shipment month and subsequent 2 months will incur the returns processing fee. In this case, 120 units were returned, so 20 units would be charged the returns processing fee. How can I avoid having too many returns? While there is no guaranteed way to completely avoid Amazon's high return fees, certain categories and products, such as clothing and shoes, are more susceptible to returns. Providing detailed product information to customers can help reduce returns. Returns will happen. What can I do about it? Returns will happen as this is just part of the business, and with return processing fees climbing higher and higher, it's more important than ever to make sure you're taking care of your returns properly. Currently, customers have 30 days to request a return and must ship the product back to Amazon or the merchant within 45 days. This is why it is important to be proactive when it comes to returns on Amazon. These are our top tips for keeping on top of your Amazon returns. Number 1. Keep a record of your returns. With FBA returns, customers receive their money back immediately, so you must keep track of any new refund notifications to ensure that a product is received within 45 days. If not, you should be refunded by Amazon. We suggest adding these notifications to a dedicated folder to keep an accurate record. Check your FBA inventory often to make sure the return has arrived at an Amazon fulfillment center. Number two, proactively reach out to the buyer. Customers generally leave negative feedback when they've had a poor buying experience, but a sincere message apologizing and saying you'll follow up on their refund often stops them from leaving negative feedback. Number three, find out why items are returned and have products sent back to you for inspection. While you can often sell products again if they are in new condition, it is often safer to double check and ensure the condition before sending out again, as this can negatively impact your seller rating. If listing a product again for sale, make sure even the packaging is in new condition. Otherwise, the customer might doubt the condition and return it again. We suggest making notes on any returns that are sellable that go through an FBA warehouse so you will have proof that it was marked as sellable and you will not be at fault. While checking the condition of the returned items, make sure to also check the reason for the return. There are a number of reasons that a customer might request a refund: accidentally ordered, no longer needed, or wrong item was sent, among others. Sometimes items are returned as defective only so the customer can save a few bucks on return shipping. If you find the defective item has never been opened or you test it and it is not defective in any way, you should immediately open a ticket with Seller Central. However, if it is truly defective, you must take responsibility and stop selling that defective item. Number four, if it cannot be resold again on Amazon. For items that cannot be resold on Amazon due to their condition or return status, be aware of your other options for selling this item. You often can sell much more easily on other platforms such as eBay, with another benefit being that you are dealing directly with a buyer. Items can also maybe be sold on local marketplaces or donated to charity foundations if return condition is really poor. Amazon's new return policy will roll out over the next few months, bringing significant changes in fees for sellers. It's important for sellers to closely track the updated category-specific return rate thresholds that will be revealed in May and implement best practices to minimize returns. We will continue sharing the latest official updates to keep sellers informed through each phase of changes in 2024 and beyond. We hope you found today's episode insightful and helpful in understanding more about these new return processing changes that are being rolled out by Amazon in the coming months. For the full article this podcast is based on, with more detailed charts outlining the exact fees you'll see, please don't forget to head over to the Be Cool blog and check out other relevant articles that can give you even more tips and tricks for your Amazon store. Also, don't forget to subscribe and stay tuned for more upcoming episodes where we continue to provide you with the latest tips and trends in the ever-evolving world of Amazon selling. We're Be Cool. We keep innovating to help you stay cool with your Amazon business. Thank you for listening. If you would like to stay connected with our weekly new episodes, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, follow us on Spotify, or any other streaming platform you prefer. Let's continue our journey to become the next Amazon top seller.